Acts 14, verses 21 and 22. They, that is Paul and Barnabas and his group, preached the good news in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God," they said. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. There are so many amazing things in this world that sometimes we even take them for granted, at least some of them. But when we look closely, God's good gifts to us are truly amazing. Sometimes disasters amaze us. Who would have thought that one earthquake could kill 75,000 people? And yet, not so many years ago, it did in Pakistan. Many times God's deliverance from disasters are amazing. Once when Jesus drove a mute demon out of a poor man, and the man spoke, Luke tells us in his 11th chapter, the crowd was amazed. Surely such amazement was repeated often throughout Galilee and Judea. Well, in this 14th chapter of Acts, we find something just as amazing, and it is also Jesus' doing. And then they return to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. Now that is amazing. Paul was at the last new city on his first missionary journey, and it had been quite a rough tour. The word of God had been opposed by a sorcerer on Cyprus. Their own partner, John Mark, had deserted them in Pamphylia. The work in Pisidian Antioch had ended when they were run out of town. In Iconium, a great number of Jews and Greeks believed when Paul told them about Jesus, but then it was discovered there was a plot by others to kill the missionaries, and they escaped to the Lycaonian city of Lystra. As you know, Lystra was where the crippled man was healed, and the pagans were ready to worship Paul and Barnabas. And then some Jews from Antioch and Iconium came to town, and soon the same crowd was ready to kill him. Almost sounds like Palm Sunday to Good Friday, doesn't it? Well, they did drag Paul out of the city. They stoned him and they left him for dead. And when they left him, Paul got up. And the next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. In that neighboring town, it appears that at last they had a peaceful ministry. And a large number of disciples was gathered. So having reached all the cities they were going to reach, they could have taken the shortest route home. Nearby was the Cilician Pass through the Taurus Mountains to Paul's hometown of Tarsus, Seleucia, and back to Syrian Antioch, where their congregation waited to hear their report. But no, instead of the quicker, easier way, Paul and Barnabas turned around and went the opposite way, away from the Taurus Mountains, 20 miles over wild and dusty plain, back to Lystra, the place of stones. Then they went back still further, 40 miles to Iconium, and another 60-some miles to Pisidian Antioch. Why go home from peaceful Derbe by way of tumultuous Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch? You know the reason, don't you? It was not because Paul and Barnabas were looking for something that would benefit them or the easiest way, but to strengthen others, to encourage the disciples in all those cities along the route. Among them may have been a young student named Timothy, who likely witnessed the stoning of Paul at Lystra. They all had seen Paul and Barnabas persecuted in various ways and driven out. They themselves might soon face the heat and be tempted to think, is Christ really worth our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor? Is this good news about Jesus really true? Would God really raise him up and then let us suffer? Are we really on the way to God? Or are we fools like they're calling us? Well, Paul and Barnabas went back, encouraging them. Yes, this is the way to God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Even though the road leads through many hardships, much tribulation, God is still ruling. This is the kingdom road. This was the kind of encouragement that Paul and Barnabas brought, and this was the reason they returned. And you know, it's also a good reason for us to be here at chapel today, isn't it? And at ILC. Not that we face torture here, I hope. But we know that we may be called upon to work hard. We know that it may not always be pleasant. We know there may even be times of loneliness. We know that there could be many hardships now that we think about it. But we are not here just to benefit ourselves. We also want to encourage others, each other, in the name of the Savior who went through torture and death for our sins. We want to equip ourselves here better to serve someday a wife, a husband, children, our congregation, or any others that the Lord may send into our lives. We want to serve the Lord Jesus who loved us and gave himself for us. Such a purpose and reason for being here will affect our whole life. Like the elderly housekeeper who was asked by a fellow church member, "And what work do you do for the Lord?" We too all will want to answer as she did. All of it. May God grant us all such an amazing time at chapel, at ILC, on the Kingdom Road. Amen. Hymn 685, stanzas 3 and 4.